Hey, man, you good?
Oh,
I'm going to regret asking this. What is the matter with you?
Oh. I don't feel so good. My tummy hurts.
No, poor little guy. What have you been eating, huh?
No big changes. Chocolate and jelly beans, mostly.
That's it?
No, of course not. I had some coffee and, some ham, too.
Yeah, knowing you, you probably stirred your creamer into your coffee with a slice of ham. You know what, though? It doesn't sound half bad. Pass it over here. Let me try it.
No.
A very good Wednesday morning, friends. It is April 3rd. Thanks for stopping by for this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Max Crawford is with us. I am Shel Winkley. We had a big old storm system that came across the state of Texas Monday night into early Tuesday. We had a little bit of rain locally, but it turned into a big severe weather event to the eastern side of the country. Just big impactful weather. So let's wrap up that one, and then let's talk about the next. All right, at least 8 tornadoes were reported across portions of northern Tennessee, one that was pretty close to Memphis, but to the north of it, some across Kentucky, Ohio, and maybe the most wild tornado reports we had on Tuesday were in northeastern portions of Indiana. You may think, why? Well, because they were thunderstorms that developed ahead of a sharply dropping temperature and then some snow that tried to fall as well. Lots of damaging wind reports as well, 140 and counting on those, plus at least 25 large hailstones that fell anywhere from Louisiana into portions of Tennessee as well as Ohio throughout the night and then into the day on Tuesday. On the other side of the globe, over in Taiwan, a massive major earthquake also struck, upwards of about 7.4 magnitude at last check. There were tsunami warnings that were issued as well in the region, a big situation with lots of damage, and it will take days to figure out exactly the extent of that damage, as one of the largest earthquakes and most significant ones for Taiwan has happened in recent memory.
Back here at home, we are waking up chilly out there. Temperatures widespread in the 40s as we get the day started. Have a jacket. Keep it with you through at least the mid-morning. The 2 cold fronts we had blow through yesterday has left us chilly this morning and is going to give us some pretty comfortable air to work with all the way through the end of this week. I think layers is the name of the game, though, because these chilly mornings in the 40s and low 50s are going to give way to the mid to upper 70s, even 80 degrees as early as tomorrow. That is definitely going to be one of those days where you got the seat warmers and the heaters on in the morning, and in the afternoon, you're either rolling the windows down or you're immediately turning on the AC. Hopefully the HVAC systems, though, won't be working too hard over the next several days. And again, high temperatures in the afternoon should only get to the low 80s at the absolute warmest, even though we're going to see an increase in Gulf moisture just about every day from here on out through the end of this coming weekend. So what does that mean? It won't be quite as crisp by the time we wake up this weekend, though it will still be comfy in the morning. There will be some dew on the windshields, on the lawns, maybe even some fog out there too. It's all a part of that cycle where we set up some moisture ahead of the next system. From the 40s this morning to the low 50s, even mid 50s by Friday wake up time to the end of this weekend, where we start waking up in the low to mid 60s once again.
All right, so coming south of Alaska, down the western coast to Canada, that is your next weather system. And that one is going to be interesting because that one is going to impact a lot of folks who are traveling to sea or stepping out to sea or just want to see a little thing that we have been talking up for well over a year, but, you know, that we've been looking forward to since the 1970s in Texas, which is a total solar eclipse. It's the Great American Eclipse. Here's the deal. On Saturday into Sunday, we get a weather system, part of this system, that's going to be bypassing Texas. And as it drags the dry line through the state, rain and thunderstorms will be possible. It could bring us a little bit of rain and thunderstorm activity Sunday morning, pre-sunrise. It's probably not going to ruin your Sunday plans altogether, but this is going to put a front stalled out over the Brazos Valley or southeast Texas. That is important to know exactly where the front stalls. While that weather system is zipping off to the north, eventually pulling the front to the north on Monday, there's a second piece of this weather maker stuck west of Texas. That one's going to be the pipeline to bring high cloudiness to the state. I think at the least, viewing is not going to be perfect for anywhere in the state of Texas because we likely will at least have a deck of scattered high clouds drifting by. Now, that being said, an eclipse of this magnitude is still able to be viewed through the high cloudiness. It's just not a perfect viewing, but still doable. The thing is as we go through the day, thicker cloud cover will be working in from the south, and then eventually by the late afternoon, early evening, maybe even some rainfall. So that means if you have plans to go to South Texas to catch the eclipse, your viewing chances look lower there. Here in the Brazos Valley for our 98 to 99% obscured sun, I think that we have a chance to see that between the cloud cover. Hill country is not looking too bad currently, or up towards Waco. I've got about a 40% coverage of cloud cover for now, with at least some of the latest data we've seen. But I think if you want some of the best viewing that you can find in the state of Texas, the Metroplex to the Arklatex, high cloudiness, but that should be able to get the eclipse through before the lower clouds work back in. This is still very much a work in progress. We'll keep you updated as the week goes on.
Hey, a reminder, among all the events that are going on in the Brazos Valley this weekend, Special Olympics of Texas is hosting some games on both Friday and Saturday. Cycling, tennis, track and field, all being played at Welburn Middle School and at College Station High School, especially on Saturday, where the main events will take place. Enjoy the sunshine, get out there and cheer on your favorite athletes, or volunteer. For more information, you can go to the Special Olympics of Texas website, check the calendar, and look at the College Station games. Alrighty, went through a lot on this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. Hopefully you are charged up and ready to go on this midweek. Latest on what that eclipse weather could bring over the course of the next several days. But for now, until then, hope you get outside and enjoy some sunshine. For Shell Winkley, I'm Max Crawford. We'll catch you on the next edition of the Pinpoint Podcast.